one of the most memorable experiences of your life?
I would say the Rodney King riots, 1991. Someone videotaped the beating by four white police officers of this black man, Rodney King. And it was a brutal beating. And the police officers were indicted, but the trial got moved to a very white, rural kind of area of Los Angeles, Simi Valley, and the verdicts came back not guilty. The video just showed a crime taking place. And that triggered the riots.
How did this affect you personally?
Just come out to Los Angeles like 4 years earlier for film school. And at the time, I was working as an assistant editor for a film production company on Melrose. And I remember when the riots erupted, they sent us home from work, and I didn't think anything of it. I didn't think, oh, this was going to affect me in any way. I'd just be something you'd see on the news, and that was it. But as I was driving home, and it's a very clean section of Melrose that the studio was on, I saw on a brick wall, a big spray painted black spray paint Rodney King. And I thought, the reach of this is greater than I thought if it's already you're seeing the effects of it on this part of Melrose. You know, it just got worse and worse, you know, rioting everywhere. You could look around and it just looked like a war zone. Pillars of smoke everywhere. You know, they had a curfew. You couldn't go out at night. I remember I was at that friend's house and wanted to come home in spite of the curfew. And I drove like a mile in Los Angeles and didn't see another living soul, which is a very strange thing. What it made me think of was a few years later was the Northridge earthquake in 1994. And I had a friend who was very near the epicenter of the Northridge earthquake. And I remember him telling me that what struck him about the earthquake was everything that he thought was took for granted as being stable and consistent suddenly wasn't, like his bed and his dresser. You expect those things to just be still and stable, and yet his bed and his dresser were dancing around the room because of the earthquake. And I thought that that's kind of how the Rodney King riots affected me. You have an expectation that society will function in a stable and safe and consistent way. And, you know, just as there are fault lines in the earth, there are fault lines in society. And, you know, the pressures that a society faces, like racism or social injustice, the way it impacted me is to recognize that you ignore those pressures at your own peril. Because when they crack, as they did in the Rodney King riots, it's a pretty terrifying thing.
So how did you feel when it ended?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I was glad it was ended, I guess. But the fact that it ended didn't really change the pressures. You know, society changes very slowly. And I think I was hopeful that that incident would help society become, you know, more tolerant, less racist, more caring.